Welcome to Nutra Herself. I'm your host, Amanda, and I'm a midlife stepmom who is passionate about the ins and outs of nutrition yourself. I am so excited to share my story and the stories of others who can share their inspiration because I know life is effing hard, and I get that. And so often, as women, we put ourselves last. I want this podcast to be here so you know you are not alone. And if I can help in some of your journey, bonus. Grab my hand, and together we will be the women who choose ourselves in this next journey. Let's get started. Hey, my friend, I am so glad you're here. Last week, I just got done my series about chakras and Reiki. So I thought I would start talking to you about things that have at least helped me become more accountable to myself. I think if you are listening, then you must be kind of like me, trying to always find a place to take care of yourself better. And part of that is finding a way to actually do the thing, right? It's one thing to know and talk about how I could take care of myself better, but it's a whole other aspect is actually doing it. So this week, I want to start the conversation off talking about one way where I hold myself accountable, and that is to schedule it. When you take the time, or when I take the time to schedule it, I am writing it down so it connects with my brain. The writing piece, and I tell my students this all the time, I don't think they believe me, but it is actually scientifically proven. If you write things down, it connects into your brain. So writing your schedule down can definitely help. However, I know you guys also do this on your phones and other places, but when your brain actually thinks about it, it thinks that you should do it. So your brain holds you accountable. That means you're holding yourself accountable. You found the time in your schedule, so now you just have to use it. And you can schedule all kinds of things, right? Not just things for yourself, but like, here are some things that I schedule that make helping myself out so much better. So you can schedule things like workouts, meditations, 5-minute breathing sessions, 15-minute journal writes, 10 minutes of your lunch break to take a walk, a date with your loved ones or some dates with your friends, time with other women who motivate you. Like, there's so many things you could do if you're just like, okay, I know that I need to start breathing more. I am going to schedule every morning from 8 to 8:05, 5 minutes of me just sitting and breathing. Schedule it in. It'll be there. Put an alarm in. The alarm will remind you, okay, here's my 5 minutes. I have it scheduled. Let me just do it. I know that if I just think about it like, yeah, that would be nice. I'd like to take that 5 minutes of breathing time. I would like to do it. And maybe in the morning is a good time to do it. And yeah, I think I'll do it then. I'll do it in the morning. But I don't actually schedule it in. I am more than likely not actually going to do it. When the time actually comes, I'm going to be busy doing something else, or I'm going to be doing nothing else and feeling absolutely comfortable with doing nothing else. But if I schedule it, then I will do it. My brain has already told me it's scheduled, it's in there, you've got to do it. The schedule tells me I have made the time for it already. It's just there. I am 100% more likely to do it if I schedule it. So I encourage you to try this. And if you do, how about you let me know how it goes? What kind of scheduling worked for you? What didn't work for you? Let's share with each other, because you know this is a grab my hand and do this journey together type of podcast. So I would love to know what scheduling worked for you and what didn't. Maybe we can share it with somebody else and then we can all learn and grow from each other. That's what I love about this world. That's what I love about my programs and about this podcast, is that we all get to share what we've learned with each other and take from that what we may. So I encourage you, go out there and schedule something, just one thing, one quick, easy thing, one maybe 5-minute thing, and see if it works for you and see how it can work for you. And there's so many ways. Like I said, you can schedule it in your phone. You can set an alarm in your phone. Maybe you have a paper schedule. I have whiteboard schedules that I also do, and I color code them. I know it gets a little dorky, but I love it. And it keeps things really organized. I feel like I always have so much going on in my brain that the more I can put down on paper or in my phone or on that whiteboard and have it scheduled, that's less I have to think about it. When I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on? Boom, I look at it and I have it. So scheduling, it really, it saves my sanity. Absolutely. And it allows myself to get the stuff done to take care of myself. And when I take care of myself, I can take care of everybody else so much better. So thank you, my friend, and I love you, and I'll talk to you soon. Hi, friends. If you're anything like me, I can only make so many decisions. I mean, decision burnout, it's a real thing. And when it comes to planning meals, I get completely burnt out and we end up eating the same menu over and over. HelloFresh has helped my family get a variety of meals into our lives without me having to make a bunch of decisions. And some nights, I don't even have to cook because they come with such great instructions that my teens can cook them. Looking for a way to make less decisions? Just decide to email me and I'll hook you up with a free, yes, a free meal from HelloFresh. Why? Because I love you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If this resonates with you or you think someone else could benefit, please share this episode and tag me. I truly want you to grab my hand so together we will be the women who choose ourselves in this next journey. Love you.